want to welcome a special guest tonight that we have here, all the way from the San Antonio Sanitation Center. Special guest, we have, give it up because he might be a little shy, but give it up for Frankie the Garbage Man. Give it up. Come on. Come on out.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm a garbage man. I take up the garbage. How many of you guys have garbage? Yeah, garbage at your house? Yeah. Yeah, I picked it up. That's what I do, because I'm tough like that. Yeah. Let me tell you guys something. Let me tell you guys something about garbage. Being a garbage man. Being a garbage man is sweet. You don't believe me? Let me tell you something about being a garbage man. You get to hang out with your buddies all day. Yeah. You get to ride on the back of one of these sweet trucks. Get to dump out garbage. You get to play in the dirt. It's cool, man. I like to play with garbage. You know that stuff you throw away? That stuff you don't want nobody to see? Yeah, I go look through it. Cause I'm cool like that. Yeah, and I wear high water pants, too. Because the Goodwill didn't have a suit that fit me right. But whatever, man. Don't be messing with my high waters, man, because I'll come cut you, man, with some rusty barbecue knife I found in the Bill Miller's garbage, man. What are you laughing at back there, man? Anyway, man, let me tell you something else about being a garbage man. You never have to buy lunch. Yeah, that's right. You get free lunch, man. Because it's in the garbage, man. Let me tell you something else. People always ask me, you know what they ask me? They say, man, how can you be a garbage man? Doesn't it stink? Yeah. At first, when I first started, it stank. Smelled really bad, you know. I'm like, man, this stinks. This job stinks, man. Smells like crap, man. Stinks, man. But you know what? After a while, I kind of got used to it. Kind of got used to the stink, man. Now I kind of like it. Now I like the way it smells. I like to play in the garbage. Me and my friends, we just go roll around in our underwear after work and that. Just because we like garbage, man. That's what we do. Anybody got any questions about being a garbage man? How much do I get paid? Shoot, man, I do this job for free, man. But I get paid minimum wage. Plus benefits. I get all the old broken TVs I want. Old crusty toast. Snotty tissue rags, all that stuff, man. I get it all for free, man. Anybody else got any questions? What's up? Have I ever fallen off the back of my truck? That's a good question. No, I'm not a freaking idiot, man. What do I look like? A moron? I'm a garbage man. Have some respect. Anyone else is sweet about being a garbage man, man? Get to wear this pimp outfit, man. And show off my sweet hair, man. My sweet Hasselhoff rug, man. Anybody else got any other questions about being a garbage man? Yeah. Represent. Man, I get so many ladies. I get all the garbage ladies, man. Yeah, whatever, man. Got the broom here. Anyway, man. So I got a video I want to show you guys about being a garbage man. I think you should check it out. It's pretty sweet. Yeah, so let's give it up for Frankie the Garbage Man. Yeah, whatever. All right, cool. So, garbage. A few little facts about garbage. Garbage is nasty, right? Who here likes garbage? Nobody really likes garbage. Garbage is kind of gross. You wouldn't go take a nice little roll in your underwear in that big garbage pit. Probably not. You know, I doubt it. So I looked up the definition of garbage, and it is anything that is worthless or vile, extremely unpleasant. The definition of vile is morally bad, wicked, nasty, horrible, disgusting, and evil. It's the definition of garbage. I need 3 volunteers tonight. Can I get 3 volunteers? Come on. Devin, doing something, popping his fingers. Devin, he'll come up here. Anybody else? 3 volunteers, 2 more. There's money involved. Devin? And, nobody else? Nobody else wants to volunteer? Okay, well, Heather, come on down. And, let's see. Gordon, come on down, Gordon. Now, Frankie the garbage man left us 3 little presents here. Ooh. You guys got to come on stage for this. Come on up here. So he left us these 3 diapers here. And why don't you guys just grab one of these? You go, Gordon. Yeah, that's cool. You go, Devin. And Heather, here you go. So why don't you guys go ahead and open those diapers here for us. Show everybody what's inside. Oh, he's got money in his. What do you got in yours, Gordon? Oh. What? No, go ahead and open it up. Show everybody what you got inside there. Come on, garbage is cool. Frankie the garbage man just telling us about it. What do we got in there? Oh. Oh. Okay. All right, thanks, Gordon.
Oh.
Well, I got these from the nursery today, but I guess they got a little funky. All right, well, Devin's had $5 in his, so lucky Devin. All right, thank you, guys. Everybody give our volunteers a nice hand. Yes. So normally when you see a dirty diaper, what do you think of? Diarrhea? Chocolate pudding? You don't normally think, I'm going to go open up that dirty diaper and there's going to be money in there, right? Now, it's just as easy to put money in a diaper
as it is to put poop in a diaper, right? It's not any harder. Diapers are just as good at holding money as they are at holding poop. It's true. It's a true fact about diapers. But nobody wants to open up a poopy diaper, right? Like if there's a little kid running around and you see it like sagging down kind of low and then you see some brown in there, you're just like, I think I'm going to leave that for the next nursery shift. Or I'm going to wait till his mom comes and picks him up. She can take care of that bomb. But it's just as easy to stuff money into a diaper as it is other stuff. And what's the point? The point is that our lives and our minds are kind of like diapers. They're just as easy to fill up with good things as they are with bad things. But most people fill their lives with garbage, with poo, with junk, okay? And we need to be people that fill our minds with good things. So why are we talking about garbage tonight? What's the deal with all this garbage talk? Sin is like garbage to God. Sin, God hates garbage just like we hate sin. Hey, what's the deal here? We have enough garbage here. We're all right. Who wants to come up here and stand under George here while he dumps out the garbage on their head? Ooh. No. Who? Anybody? Anybody want to come hang around all this garbage up here? Come on. Volunteer. Anybody? Nobody? Nobody wants to come take a bite of this cottage cheese? I'll give somebody $15 if they eat that thing of cottage cheese. Oh, 15 cents, I meant. What? Anybody want to come stick their hand right into that cottage cheese? No, you guys, what do you think about garbage? You think it's gross, right? You got that feeling. Anybody get that feeling in their stomach where it's just like, bleh? That's the exact same feeling God has when we sin, when there's sin in our lives. That's what God feels about sin. Seriously, guys, this is what sin is like to God. Can you guys smell this yet? Here, Gordon, you had good luck with that diaper. Anybody want to take a taste of this thing here? You smell that? You don't smell that? Ooh, I'm getting it on my hands. What if I just dump this on somebody's head back here? What would you think about that? You probably wouldn't appreciate it. Ooh, yeah, this stinks. Can you guys smell that? Bob, can you want to take a... Bob's a brave guy. What do you think about that? Ha! That's what sin is like to God. When we sin, that's what it smells like to him. And he wants to pretty much vomit. God and sin can't be together. They can't be connected. They can't be in fellowship together. I'm going to give you guys three examples of how much God hates sin. The first one, Adam and Eve. What happened in the garden? They disobeyed God. They sinned. And what did he do? He kicked them out of the garden. He took away eternal life from them. The flood. Noah was living in a time where everybody had turned away from God. Everybody's hearts were evil. And so what did God do? He found one man whose family served the Lord. He put him in a boat, and he destroyed the entire earth. Everybody. You guys think Katrina was bad? You have no idea. Imagine the entire world being destroyed with a flood. Third example is Sodom and Gomorrah. An entire city turned from God and pretty much sinned in God's face over and over and over again. God threw down fireballs and blew the whole thing up. The whole thing. That's how much God hates sin. In 2 Peter 2, there's some hope for us. There's a verse about these three things. I want to read it to you guys. Verse 4. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them into gloomy dungeons to be held for judgment, if he did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ugly, ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others, if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what's going to happen to the ungodly, if he rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the filthy lives of lawless men, if this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials and to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment while continuing their punishment. Basically, this verse tells us that while God can look and see a people who are sinning and he will punish them, he also has the ability to look down and see those who are going in ways of righteousness and sparing them. And that's what we want to be doing, right? We want to be living righteous lives. We want to be living lives without sin. Lives that God isn't disgusted at when he looks at them. Now, I'm not going to get up here and tell you that, you know what, I'm not a sinner and I've never sinned before and so I'm perfect. I'm not going to tell you that because that wouldn't be true. And so if I sin, I know you guys sin too. And so we all have things in our lives that make God's stomach a little queasy. Make him a little sick. And we don't want to be that. We don't want to have those things in our lives. So what we're going to do tonight, real quick, is I'm going to have you guys take one of these cards. And I want you to just write down on it. Here's some pens. Write down on these cards what it is that you're getting rid of. The sin in your life that you are cutting out. I want you guys to take this serious. I want you to just write down one thing that you seriously are getting rid of. You're cutting it out. You're going to stop this because you know it doesn't please God. Maybe it's you cheat at school. Maybe you disrespect your parents. Maybe you don't get off the phone when they tell you to. Maybe you don't do your homework. Maybe you're stealing at work. Maybe you're staying out late when you know you shouldn't be and your parents think you're somewhere else. Whatever it is, we all have sin in our lives. We all have areas that we need to fix. Maybe it's the junk you look up on the internet or watch on TV. Maybe it's the movies you've been watching or the music you've been listening to. I want everybody to write something down right now. And as Justin sings a chorus here, I want you to just bring this up and lay it in this bucket. Nobody's going to read it. It's just between you and God. You know, I think if we're really serious about God and really serious about serving Him, then we will really make a commitment to the stuff that we put in here. It's a thing of the past. And so I just want to pray real quick. So I'm going to ask everybody to bow their heads and close their eyes for a quick second. Dear Jesus, we're tired of stinking things up. We're tired of doing things our own way. God, we're tired of doing things that we know make you unhappy. Lord, we just want to please you. So give us the strength, God, to put these things away for good. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Lord, give me the strength to cut this stuff out. Give me the strength to live for you every day. Amen. So in the Old Testament, when people made sacrifices, they brought goats and bulls, and they cut them up and they burned them. And as the smoke went up, it kind of took care of their sins for a little while. We don't have to do that anymore because Jesus died on the cross and his blood covers all our sins. But what I do want to do tonight is I'm just going to light this stuff on fire just because I want to. just as kind of a visual aid for you guys, so that when the devil comes and he says, hey, why don't you come do this or come do that? It'll be fun. We'll have a good time. You can tell him, you know what? I've already taken care of that. I've already asked for forgiveness. The Lord's already set me free. I don't know if this was a great idea. I think the bucket's starting to melt. I was going to pick it up and carry it outside, but I'm not going to do that anymore. No, that's cool. Anyway, you guys are dismissed tonight. That's fine. It's going to be fine. Let that just be a visual representation to you of the things that you put in there are gone. They're burnt. They're gone forever. You pray tonight. You've been set free of those things. And if you truly desire to, you can live free of those with Christ's help each and every day. So I just want to bless you guys. Enjoy the Spurs game tonight. And we'll see you, if you're in high school, we'll see you Sunday night. You're dismissed. Everybody wants to watch the fire.